only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault in high school, Christine Blasey Ford, says she is willing to speak to senators on her own terms.
First, they don't want any lawyers to do the questioning, only members of the committee. Second, Judge Kavanaugh cannot be in the room. And finally, they want Kavanaugh to go first.
Fox's Kristen Fisher in D.C. A hearing had been scheduled for Monday, but Ford's attorney says she won't do it before next Thursday. Judge Kavanaugh, again, denies sexually assaulting anyone. The woman who shot six people at a Rite Aid facility in Maryland yesterday was a 26-year-old temporary employee named Snosha Mosley.
The incident started outside and moved inside. By the time it was over, three people were murdered, three others were wounded, and the assailant shot herself in the head, a wound she did not survive.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Aberdeen, no word yet on any possible motive for the shooting. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Tickets to your favorite shows at Ticket Shyster. At Ticket Shyster, we don't pretend to have a secret scalping program. We just overcharge you immediately when you buy tickets on our website. And don't forget, we'll slap an extra handling fee on each ticket. So when you think you're paying $50, you're actually paying $75. That's right, we pocket the extra $25 after we overcharge you for the original ticket. So don't go to ticket scalpers or trade desks. Getting screwed to see your favorite artist is just one click away. Ticket Shyster, keeping the ticket buying experience slimy right in front of your face.
Another day, another dollar. Also another great morning show. From your favorite bunch of early risers, Greg Budell. After this show is over, you've got another one this afternoon.
Thank God it's after my nap.
Jay Scott, you recently did some traveling and ran into some people who were somewhat different than we are. What do you think caused that?
Probably a whole lot of inbreeding.
Emily Hayes, your prediction for today's show.
Is it going to be good? Am I going to have something important to say? Probably not.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what's on your mind?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
I should have known. And Rich Thomas, how are you?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure. So much for my million-dollar smile. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Yay, fun.
That's Emily getting psyched up for the final day of the week. The final day is summer, too. Rich is ready. And, of course, All Hail Jay Scott. First, though,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. There are some showers lined up on the radar this morning in West Alabama. Not heading this way, but it's indicative of the fact that the atmosphere is a little bit more primed for the chance of showers today, so we'll say some widely scattered storms around. Still, many towns will come up dry, but some hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms. Hot for the last day of summer with a high around 93. We had 97 yesterday with a heat index of 103. Wow. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, Showers will be widely separated, roughly a 20% coverage Saturday and Sunday, with a high temperature, maybe 93 tomorrow, low 90s on Sunday. A fall officially arrives at 8:54 tomorrow night, the autumnal equinox. Don't forget the space station flyover. We'll tell you more about it as we go through the morning, but that starts at 7:34 in the southwest sky. Then Monday and Tuesday, rain chances get better, and even better on Wednesday as the first of two fronts arrive. There's bad news about the second front. It may be delayed. It may be delayed as much as three or four additional days. More on that later. Right now this morning, 72 on the dew point. East winds at 6 miles per hour. The temperature is 74 now at 6:10.
I already put on Facebook that you're giving me a cold front for my birthday.
Do I have to take that down now? No, you can keep it. We're just going to have to move your birthday. Up about a few days.
Oh man.
I'd rather have you delay it, but that's okay.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This was an easy one this morning because last night the Cleveland Browns won their first football game in 635 days.
You guys what? Freaking kidding me.
Yeah. And we're going to bring you that magic moment right now.
Down by three, third and goal. Touchdown! Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield has this crowd in a frenzy and the Browns up four. On second down and 12, Darnold airs it out. Downfield pass is picked by Mitchell. Browns are going to win. Mayfield and the Browns get the win over the Jets.
For the first time since Christmas Eve 2016.
Wow.
635 days.
So now that we know the Browns are not going to go winless this year, there's really no interest in paying attention to the NFL for the rest of the season now.
That's it.
Did they open that beer thing?
You did. They did.
Was it crazy?
Oh,
was it madness?
It was nuts. There's bedlam in Cleveland.
What beer thing?
Budweiser did a promotion there.
In the stadium, they had a beer locker, a beer cooler that would be open with free beer, Bud Lights, when the Browns win.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting there for a long time.
Cleveland's had some bad experiences with cheap beer in the past. The Indians had a forfeit game during the Great Beer Riot of 1974.
There are no
Nickel Beer Night.
There are no rowdy fans in Cleveland. Come on.
No, they just got hammered and started throwing stuff at the outfielders.
The dog pack got rabies.
And eventually, it was a 9-0 forfeit, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was against Texas way back. So way to go, Browns. They're also the first team since the Steelers in 1974, back when we used to care about the NFL, who have started a season 1-1-1.
Oh, wow.
Because the Browns also have a tie.
Talked about in the Bible as one of the signs of the apocalypse?
I believe it is. So, friends, if you don't have your affairs in order, you may want to look into that a little bit later today when you get going at 6:13. Let's stop and catch your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Crime Stoppers has identified a suspect in theft cases in Troy and Prattville. They say Chauncey Benson was located in Montgomery. He's now being held in the Autauga County Jail. State troopers have identified a man killed in a crash on Interstate 85 Thursday morning. He's 51-year-old David Self. He was killed when a pickup truck hit three cars that were in traffic. That crash happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Wall. Three other drivers have minor injuries. And members of the Troy community are preparing to take donations to help in relief efforts from Hurricane Florence. Organizers are asking for food, clothing, and hygiene items. At least 15 people from Troy will travel with a missionary group to North Carolina to help people in need. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew J.
Time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it.
It's been a long week, a long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
At 14 minutes after 6, all right, our Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon will be later this morning, and who are we picking? We
got Texas A&M and Alabama.
Yeah, it's a biggie on CBS 2:30.
And that's in Tuscaloosa?
Yes.
Yeah, about 30 to 40% chance of rain. That's about it.
I have to put the... I have to re... All right.
Use your big boy words.
Hold it, Texas... Yep, I've got, you know, it's funny. I've got all the
I was going to say by now, you should have all the logos.
I don't have to look up anybody's. Alabama. Okay, JPEG, open.
Look at that.
And let's hope that we...
look at you multitasking.
Yeah, let's hope we get a winner this week. We have not had one yet.
Weird scores this week, this year, though. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. We kind of had a streak of those last year, too, but more towards the end of the season, because teams were getting, like... 19 points or 32 points. And
but Don kept escalating
the prize.
The surprise at the end there.
He was getting a little wild last year.
He was.
I think if there's no winner this week, he'll probably do that next week.
Yeah.
Up the ante a little bit. Because it's not like he says, oh boy, I didn't have to give anybody the works this week. We're giving those away to one of our listeners who participated in the show this week by calling in and sharing their thoughts with us. We'll be discussing helicopter parenting.
Lawnmower.
No.
Yeah.
Helicopter was last decade.
Now,
this is
lawnmower.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about lawn care, folks.
No.
No.
Where's that sound effect?
Oh, God.
Do a push mower.
Good. That's good.
Were you a push mower parent?
Who fiddles with my microphone, yeah?
I must have done a few things right. That's Joey and his crew. They come up here, they wreck the place, they leave it the way, you know. Okay, see ya. We have to have a talk with that young man.
Yeah, my headphones were way up. I don't know who sat here last night.
I'm going to have to take him and say,
Joey!
You either change your ways or no summer camp for you.
Pete, this is Joey. I'm going to spend some time with him. You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I see him cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
All right.
It is getting close to Saturday. That is bath day, right?
It is. When did the Three Stooges bathe? Was it Friday night, Saturday, Sunday? That used to be.
Yeah. When can I be like the Three Stooges, Dad, and just go on?
Oh, here's today's potential conundrums. If we actually get around to doing them.
Right.
And next week, we got a lot of giveaways.
I heard one that we can't talk about yet. But
Yeah,
did you not see that text message?
No, nobody sends me anything.
Are you kidding?
Oh, come on. The group message where, where I share secrets?
Yeah, right.
I thought I told you in person yesterday, too, before I left.
Yeah,
that's okay. I mean, you don't listen to anything I say up here.
No, it's not that. It's
we're giving away Wayne Newton tickets next week and some other tickets that we can't talk about
until Monday morning.
I see what you're saying.
Because them's the rules.
I'm going to talk to Food Outlet to see if we can do a Newton and Newton giveaway.
Oh.
Tickets and Fib Newtons.
Okay.
That's not bad.
And if you had Olivia Newton-John there, that would be Newton, Newton, and Newton.
That's amazing. But we don't have tickets to Olivia Newton-John. That's not the one that
she's coming?
I don't know.
No. I think she's done performing. She's still having health issues.
She can't get physical.
Cheap and Trashy coming up a little bit later. The annual power list of Hollywood, you know. Wow, do we see Harvey Weinstein's name on the list here?
Yeah.
He seems to have disappeared.
Well,
from the top 100.
How about that?
Top 100 what?
NBC responsible, I'm sure.
Huh? A very popular movie franchise is going to be curtailed somewhat.
Heard about that?
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
I'm never going to surprise Jay.
Not when it comes to those. I mean, come on. You'd know better than that on that one.
Well,
did you hear about that?
That's the last time I got yelled at by Rick Peters.
Right?
You should have known better than to do
that. But come on, that subject matter.
I had that moment with the buttery one yesterday.
Oh?
Uh-huh. I said, something about, I said, I feel like we're playing this artist too close together.
Oh, that's a bad thing to say.
And I was trying to be light and jovial about it. And he was like, come here, come in here. Yeah. Look at this computer. Let's go through this. Let's go through this. Why'd it was you... like, look at that separation. Perfect. And I was like,
My first interaction with him in over a week was around 10 a.m. yesterday morning as he's arriving. And he says, oh, so you're leaving.
You do try to say hey to him every day, and he's not here before you leave.
I do try.
And I'll hear Rich come down the hall and be like, he's not here. But no, but I didn't get in trouble by the buttery one. He was glad that I asked a question. But he just showed me how I was wrong.
That's exactly why he was glad you asked that question. So he could show you how you were wrong.
Don't ever not ask if you have a question about something, but just know you're wrong.
That's it. That's the secret to a long and healthy life here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company. All right, coming up, we have the timeline for the 21st of September and the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson today on the final day of summer.
Wow.
Let's see.
Don't you be flippy.
I'm flipping-flopping.
Don't you be flippy.
I can't make a decision, so I'm going to put down two options. Don't judge me.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Really? That's how it's going to be today.
Alrighty, kids, I really need to go smoke.
Okay,
Pops.
Even though it's only 6:21 on 9:21.
Right.
I've had a pretty frenetic morning. How did you like the omelet, by the way?
It was very tasty.
It was cheesy. It was delicious. My taste buds were thinking about the BLT, but I was turned around, and I really loved the omelet. The omelet was great.
I really want to tell them what you said yesterday.
Which was what?
About being like a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Can I?
No.
I could have made the bacon.
He didn't have lettuce. He was going to do it. He didn't have lettuce today.
I know, but
next time I'll make the bacon and bring in the tomatoes. And instead of lettuce, I'll use show prep for the final piece.
Yeah, right.
The
tastiest complete sheet I've ever had.
Yeah. 6:22. Brant McDonald does such an incredible job. This year in particular, he is... His job is to not predict. You know, he doesn't want to get confused with that. His expertise is in observing and anticipating trends. And boy, has he been spot on this year. As yesterday, the market climbed to all-time highs. You probably didn't hear about it on the news because they don't cover anything that's good these days. But the Dow could hit 30,000 sometime late this year or early next year. And things are roaring. So if you want in, if you want to talk to Brant about starting an investment portfolio, planning for retirement, your kids' education, all the trains that come down the tracks of life, give him a call later this morning at 387-0094. And just sit down and chat with him and meet the incredible team of people he's put together at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. It's a really great group. And when you walk out, you know why you're going to feel better? Because you took a step towards becoming managerial about your money, taking it seriously. You work hard to make it. Why not make the most of it? That's 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. At 6:22, we got our first look at the roads and then the timeline next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Happy Friday. Everything's looking really good for you as you get kicked off this morning. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor Road, and Vaughn Road. They are all clear and waiting for you this morning. You can shop on Sunday from noon until 6 and buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your special price. ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we're raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
Get ready for the new teen craze that's blowing up the internet. It's Don't Be an Idiot. Quickly phasing out idiots pouring boiling water on their friends, jumping out of moving cars, eating Tide Pods, and choking on cinnamon. To those teens, I just gave new ideas Don't do it.
I just jumped out of my car to be on the internet.
You don't want to be him. And luckily, school begins soon, so you can learn not to be an idiot.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we value truth more than appearances, we'll make better decisions. In 2012, an Australian research ship equipped with the latest navigational systems discovered that an island was missing. When they reached the location where their chart said a 15-mile-long island should be, they found only open ocean. The water was a mile deep. Apparently, some inaccurate old maps have been located in the ship's new computer system without being verified. So even though the island looked beautiful on their 3D color displays, it had never been there. Appearances can be deceiving. That's why Jesus said in John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. Jesus wants us to make decisions based on truth, not just on opinions and appearances. So what if today I take time to get my facts straight before I make up my mind? If we value truth more than appearances, we'll make better decisions, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have a hairy dog.
It's very warm in here.
Waiting for the rest of that sentence.
For the timeline for September 21st, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the last day of summer, 264 days into this year, 101 days remain. It's International Peace Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice. Miniature Golf Day? It's been a long time since I played miniature golf, but we've had some fun evenings with a bunch of fun people.
Somebody's
going to
get rich bringing that back in the right spot.
It is a blast.
Mini golf?
Got a bunch of people, and we're having a good time.
Yeah. I was escorted out of a mini golf facility.
I am not surprised.
Oh, God.
I was too aggressive.
It's why...
I'm also not surprised.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't turn in the ball at the end there?
No, I hit the ball too forcefully.
I see. It's National Doodle Day.
Doodle.
636 days ago, the Browns won a football game. They won again last night, and the beer flowed. 1780 on this date, Benedict Arnold commits treason. His name has now become synonymous with the word traitor. Not even accepted or respected in England, he died alone, a man without a country. So there.
Also eggs.
Benedict. Oh,
eggs,
yeah.
Benedict.
Oh, eggs, Benedict. I see. 1897, the New York Sun runs its famous editorial, written anonymously by Francis P. Church, that responded to a letter from 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon asking whether Santa Claus existed. Church wrote, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist."
Oh.
81 years ago, 1937, The Hobbit, first published. 2008, baseball said goodbye. It really was in 2008 that the Yankee Stadium ended its 85 years. Was that it? Right?
In 2008, yes.
Okay. I don't know why it's sandwiched in between 1937 and 1938, but there you got it. Breaking news. 1938, the great New England hurricane, Category 3, slams into Long Island and southern New England. 600 deaths, devastating coastal cities. The great New England hurricane of 88 was the most destructive storm to strike the region in 20th century. Charles Pierce, who was a junior forecaster at the U.S. Weather Bureau, was sure that the hurricane was heading for the northeast, but the chief forecaster overruled him. It had been well over a century since New England had been hit by a substantial hurricane. He believed it couldn't happen.
Wasn't the forward speed on that about 75 miles an hour?
It was, because of those storms in the northeast that pick up speed with the jet stream.
It's called the, I think its nickname is the Long Island Express.
That's correct. You are correct, sir.
Look at you. Wealth of knowledge.
Well, no, I just, you know, every once in a while I like to let people know.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And now, our song of the day. And on this, the last day of summer, how could we not pass up this opportunity to say goodbye to summer with the song that we started it with 115 days ago today? You see, we started the day after Labor Day, the unofficial start of summer, with the official anthem of summer. Brian Wilson said he wrote it after his first acid trip. He calls it the official Beach Boys song. And who could argue with that? Song that defines summer in the California sound. I wish they could all be California girls. 65.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk.
Brian came up with after dropping acid. 50 years ago in 1968, Harper Valley PTA by Jeannie C. Reilly hit number one on the pop singles charts. And that same day, number four, Deep Purple with their song Hush.
Oh, I karaoke that.
Thought so I good. Heard you calling my name. 1970 on this date, 48 years ago, ABC debuts Monday Night Football. You got Howard, you got Dandy Don Meredith, you got Keith Jackson. The first game, guess what? Cleveland Browns take on the New York Jets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God, that was, you know, what people today don't understand is that that was a shocking cultural change. Because the NFL only played on Sunday.
That's right, and Monday night, and you have an entertaining crew
yes.
of announcers. Very entertaining.
Yeah, it was a phenomenon in the sense that it changed, just like Saturday Night Live in its first go around, completely changed. I mean, bars had to advertise they were carrying the show so people would come in early.
And changed the way the game was covered. Rune Arledge did the up-close and personal, different effect, a different way of covering, except that
yes.
Besides those wide shots that you would see from one booth, right?
Well, there's a name I haven't heard in a while, there, but what an innovator he was.
Rune Arledge. 44 years ago in 74, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, by Barry White, number one on the charts. Number one in England, same day, Kung Fu Fighting.
Hmm.
75, Dog Day Afternoon opens in New York, starring Al Pacino. 25 years ago in 93, NYPD Blue debuts on ABC. 20 years ago in 98, President Clinton's videotaped grand jury testimony publicly broadcast. 98 on this date, Will and Grace premieres on NBC. And on this date, 13 years ago in 2005, London to Washington flight carrying Yusuf Islam, a.k.a. Cat Stevens, diverted to Bangor, Maine, after authorities revealed he was on the no-fly list. He was temporarily detained and then deported. He now goes by the name Cat Stevens. Stephen King is 71 years old today. Nicole Richie, that is Lionel's daughter, she's 37. Ricky Lake, washed-up daytime talk show host, is 50.
Bless it. Now,
Faith Lake, Hill.
Washed up.
Yeah. Faith Hill is 51. Says here, biggest hit, Tim McGraw.
Biggest hit.
Rob Morrow is 56. Been on a lot of stuff, but in my mind, he'll always be Dr. Joel Fleischman on Northern Exposure. Highly underrated TV series. One of my favorites. Ran from 90 to 95. Binge it someday, folks. Bill Murray is 68 today. Don Felder will be in town in a few weeks. He's 71. Chuck Jones would have had a birthday today. Died in 2002. Legendary cartoonist. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, the list goes on. Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Marvin the Martian, Pepe Le Pew. 6 days we are till birthday season.
Yay!
Secrets are out on that. 40 days till Halloween.
Hooray!
44 days till the clocks change.
Yes.
62 days till Thanksgiving. 95 days till Christmas. And the River Region Royal Wedding is just 126 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Take it away, Emily.
Oh, you want me to karaoke this right now?
Oh!
That's not how it works.
You gotta get some little liquid courage in here.
And now, Miss Emily Hay.
No.
Was her favorite word, hush.
Yay, fun!
Come on. Do it. I'll do background vocals. Oh, there are no background vocals.
It starts with the na-na-na's.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Hey, if everybody's blood alcohol level was high enough, you'd appreciate it. Trust me.
It's so much fun.
637.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
But I heard it calling my name. Widely scattered storms around today. Hit or miss variety. There's already some storms in West Alabama. These storms will reach a peak in the afternoon and evening hours today. Not every town will get one. In fact, many towns will be skipped. Hot day on this last day of summer with a high of 93. Heat index near 100. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow and Sunday, showers and storms will be widely separated. Isolated in nature. Roughly 20% coverage. High both days. Well, let's say 93 tomorrow and about 92 on Sunday. Fall officially arrives at 8:54 p.m. tomorrow night. Tuesday and Wednesday, rain chances are a little bit better. Denser coverage. About 50% coverage by about Tuesday and Wednesday as a front arrives. The first front of two that makes its approach. The second front may not actually make it in now till Tuesday, October 2nd. So it may be a 3 or 4 delay from what we originally thought. It runs into resistance once it tries to get into Alabama. There'll be a roadblock and, you know, a bunch of cars just blocking it. Right now this morning we have partly cloudy skies. East winds at 6 miles per hour, 89% relative humidity, and the temperature is 74 at 639.
Getting ready to join our friends at the Alabama News Network, but right now let's take a look at the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Morning, everyone. everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We continue with clear stuff out on the roadways this morning. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway looking really good. Nothing on the 31 so far, and it looks like Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are moving along pretty well. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions, financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and I'm helping to fight breast cancer in our community. Join me each Friday in September between 11 and 1 at the Vance Law Firm for a free barbecue plate with a donation to the American Cancer Society.
It's showtime.
On standby, ready to hook up with CBS 8.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I came up with this handy little bit. Phil and it said there'd be something going on here. Phil was going, duh.
We're talking about lawnmower parenting.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, helicopter parenting has been huge for the past decade or so, but a lot of parents today hovering over their kids to protect them isn't good enough.
Yeah, so here's a new term for an even more extreme method that's becoming a trend nowadays. Lawnmower parenting. Yeah, you heard me right. Lawnmower parenting. It's because they mow down any person or obstacle that might keep their kid from having the most charmed and convenient life possible. What a life to live, right?
I think they really don't realize what an injustice they are doing.
Yeah, because the lawnmower parents won't be there forever.
No. I mean, unless they want to just follow them around for their entire lives.
But. Some of them do, and that's you know, part of the people that you get in fights with, like, you know, in your dorm when you're 18 years old, and you're like, where does this person think he's lived? Under a rock? All right, there's more to talk about. Let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so were you a lawnmower parent?
What's next, bulldozer parenting? I'm just going to knock off anybody that's, you know.
Did you see the example they gave in there? About the kid who wanted a bottle of water and dad left work because you know
the
water fountain was not good enough.
Yeah, right? I agree with Olivia though about the you know when they get 18 or they get out into the real world and they don't know how to interact with other people or overcome obstacles in a thoughtful manner. It causes a lot of.
They're going to be monsters. They are going to be. Monsters, and this trend only seems to continue with each subsequent generation. Now, look, I'm a parent, and I know what it's like to care. You never want to see your kid cry. You never want to see them with their feelings hurt. I get that, but you know what? Sometimes they got to cry. Sometimes they got to get their feelings hurt because the real world is what awaits them at the end of the protection of school and all of that, and they're not going to be prepared for it if mom and dad are just clearing the path.
It's like a cast iron skillet. You got to keep cooking in it and seasoning it so you can get the best product. And if you don't let life season you.
Now I'm getting hungry
again.
Thank
you, Martha Stewart.
Good day. Just saying.
But this is the next step into what we were talking about yesterday.
Cry closets, though.
Cry closets.
What?
Cry closets?
I mean,
you go to your cry closet now. go to your cry closet.
It's much different than go to the closet and pick out a belt, which is what we had to do.
I actually
get me a switch.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, here's a twig.
Yeah, better not bring back anything that's insufficient.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now there are
you
some.
Bring back something that's this long, and you're like, oh no. No, I get the twig.
Yeah, you come back with a switch about the size of a popsicle stick. Will this work?
Yeah, no. Right. Exactly.
Not really. There is a trend in some quarters, private schools, to go back to like corporal punishment. And have kids immediately accountable. So they learn boundaries. But nobody's going to learn with this.
This is a step above what we talked about yesterday about the kids who don't want to speak, you know, don't want to go into a presentation in front of the class. Right?
Life is hard. Yeah. Get used to it. Right. The earlier, the better.
Well, I don't want to go to work at 3 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my mom actually calls our boss every once in a while and says, you can't go to work today.
Can y'all not do that? I don't feel like going to school today. Yeah. Gee whiz.
She calls all the way from North Carolina.
Yeah.
They don't have a cry closet over there, do
That's
they?
I haven't found it if they do.
It's in the Navy.
Yeah.
My brother's in the Navy, and he's deploying for a second time, and my mom goes, I'm going to call his commander. I'm like, yeah, you do that. See what he says.
It's scarier than a commander, though. It's an angry mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true.
That's, yeah. That,
not going to get very far. No. All right, guys, we hope you don't have to find any cry closets.
Yeah. Roll Tide.
Nah, just break down at the War desk
Eagle.
Right here.
Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
Roll Tide.
Hey, stop it.
I'm going to, my mother is going to call your mother, and it's going to be a little...
Battle of the Mothers.
See you later.
All right, to hear more from the morning show, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m.
That's right. Listen to us. That was funny. Where were we, kids?
Before we did this, I have no idea.
Did the timeline.
We did the weather, then we had traffic covered,
then,
so
lawnmower.
We can go wherever we want to lead into the cheap and trashy.
All right. That is what's coming up next. We have really like one movie to preview today, but there's a bunch of interesting odds and ends in and around what's available at the theater this weekend. So at 6:45, we'll take a break and come right back. By the way, Maroon 5, since they are going to be the halftime show at Super Bowl 58,000 or whatever it is, they've got a brand new song to celebrate.
What's my story? I just got my first auto loan from Max. They are unlike any financial institution you'll ever deal with. Mostly because of people like Miss Sarah.
He was so proud he must have saved 3 years to buy that thing.
I saved for 3 years, but Max helped make it happen.
Well, buying a car is a big decision. It's personal. So when someone like Justin needs a loan consultant, I take that very personally.
Everybody at Max was great. I had a ton of questions about my loan.
Oh, he asked a lot of questions, all right.
Max gave me lots of options, and Miss Sarah helped explain every detail. Now I know I can trust her with anything.
And when he drove that thing up here to show me, I felt like I was the one with a new big block V8 seventh generation square body pickup with 33-inch mud grip tires and a 6-inch lift kit.
Thanks, Max, for being an amazing financial institution. And thank you for Miss Sarah.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some football, play some.
flippant patriots. So order in a pizza, watch us sing a bunch of tunes. And even if you don't like football, this halftime show is for you. I think we're gonna play some girls like you. She will be loved and maybe sugar too. Your boy Adam Levine. Maroon 5 is on TV. CBS on Sunday evening, the 3rd of February.
Your Super Bowl halftime choice for 2019.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, that didn't last very long, did it?
No.
Sometimes it does that. It's like a double strike or something like that. I think our top story is something we did mention yesterday, but now it's official. KISS has announced their final tour.
KISS announces their end of the road farewell tour. And this time, they really, really mean it. In fact, I am the announcer in this commercial, and I am begging KISS, hang it up, please. Enough of you guys. Don't screw with me again. You've had me announce a bunch of farewell tours before, only to come back for another one and make me look like a total moron. I am begging you, just end it. If I'm doing another commercial for a KISS End of the Road 2 tour a year from now, I swear to God, I'll punch Gene Simmons right in his fat face.
That's the KISS End of the Road farewell tour.
Now I have to go tell the world that the retired Motley Crue is back recording again. God, I hate my job.
The annual Hollywood Power List is out. DEO of CISNY.
Oh, wow.
And the CISNY DEO, Bob Iger, was number one on the list. Some people are changing. So I don't see Harvey Weinstein's name on this list anywhere.
Of course not. Of course not.
And the Oprah monster has fallen all the way down to number 18.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Oh, Oprah.
Yeah.
But
not that this list is nothing more than conversational chit-chat.
Mm-hmm.
Lorne Michaels is still number 35. And then he ranks just ahead of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who I would think would be a little higher.
I would think so. He's the highest paid actor in the world, right?
He's, yeah, because he's pretty much guaranteed box office. In other stuff that you'll be interested in knowing, Star Wars came in lower than expected in a poll of the best trilogies of all time.
Yeah.
Didn't even think it was number one. I'll give you each a chance to
trilogy.
Guess.
Trilogy.
Yeah.
Godfather.
That's probably, that's a good answer.
The Godfather.
I like that. I like that.
Or the Twilight series.
Jay think.
Back to the Future was a trilogy.
Ooh, good one.
I wish everyone could see Jay's thinking face right now. He's very serious.
No, both had, trilogy.
You both had films in the top four, but number one was Indiana Jones.
Oh,
that's a good one,
that's
too.
A trilogy?
Yeah.
There's four of them.
Well, the first three.
Oh. So it's...
It's not just movies that were three, although there were three Godfathers. Godfather came in third right behind Jurassic Park.
I see.
Yeah, but there's more than... there's like five Jurassic Parks.
Back to the Future was fourth. Lord of the Rings and Die Hard tied at five. Pirates of the Caribbean and the original Star Wars trilogy tied for seventh place.
Wow, okay. Their definition of trilogy is throwing me off.
Sorry about that. Terminator was number nine and Stoy-Tory was number 10.
Just best of franchise movies is probably what would have been a better way to say that.
Yeah, probably.
Because then I would have known that it's not...
Because then Jay would have known.
Well, yeah, it's limited to three... No, not him. It's on them.
I know, I'm kidding.
Just not limited to just three movies. That's what a trilogy is, three. When he said Star Wars is at the bottom, I was like, well, yeah, because there's so many more. There's nine.
Yeah.
The sound you hear is the regret seeping into my heart that I even brought this stupid topic.
No,
well,
you're
fine.
You'll
know for next time. It's like going to talk to the buttery one and being told you're wrong.
Tubby Jack Black.
To what?
What?
Tubby Jack Black. What's wrong with me? I slept last night. I'm not...
You on drugs?
No, I'm not on drugs either. I'm just incompetent today.
Never mind.
Anyway, Jack Black is the star of this week's big feature film.
Oh? Huh?
Now open. Jack Black stars in The House with a Clock in Its Walls. And that clock says it's time for Jack Black to step on a treadmill. The House with a Clock in Its Walls. Now open.
Jane Fonda says she regrets getting plastic surgery, but still has not admitted to regretting conspiring with the enemy 50 years ago. So we have no use for you. None. When I was first here, got conned into going to see a movie. Remember the girl that you kind of liked? You thought that was pretty hot.
Oh, the first one you started dating here? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her name.
I can't either.
That was a long time ago.
You can remember all of their names. That's really amazing.
She said, let's go to a movie. There's one up at the rave. And I said, you pay, I'll go. When I got here, I was broke. And the movie was Monster in Law with Jane Fonda. And I said, you got to be kidding. How can you? So it ended up in a big argument, and we left early. And the movie sucked.
How did Ted handle her for that many years?
I think Ted actually got sucked into her. Because Ted struck me as a kind of a conservative guy.
I thought so, too.
But
she's one of the guests on Norm's show on Netflix.
Norm.
Did Ted remarry?
I think Jane was probably what finished him off from the marriage business. Yeah. I don't know that his health is all that good either.
Probably not. When you eat bison on every day.
According to Stormy Daniels, her next encounter following President Trump was Ben Roethlisberger. Quarterback for the Steelers.
Has she
gotten
into details
about the way his looks? This was more of like Donkey Kong. This is because she compared it to like a video game character, so I was just going into a different more Pac-Man-y.
Here's good news for fans of The Walking Dead. AMC says they plan to keep this thing going for another 10 years.
Man, that's a lot of dead people.
That's a lot of walking.
They plan dead. To. That's the key word. The key word there is plan.
But that big guy just left.
Andrew Lincoln.
He'll be leaving after this season.
Was he the head corpse or what?
No, yeah, he was the main character.
Yeah, he was really the main character and has been the main character in the comics since it started. And the comic books haven't even gotten rid of him, so I don't know what they're going to do. But their plan is, we'll see. Remind me in 10 years.
Okay. We will be taking a break here to check traffic in just a moment. I love it when one sponsor uses another sponsor in our group here. And yesterday, Terry Adams hung out with us in the afternoon, and Brant McDonald joined us after 5 o'clock to talk about that amazing day on the market. And Brant just went over and bought a Polaris Terry, which is kind of cool. The much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. You know, he's doing his holiday layaway program. And he's been doing this, for almost 20 years, where if you're interested in blowing the family away with a big gift, like a jet ski or a Polaris Ranger or any of the great products they carry, something the whole family can use, you go over there, get your deal done, and they'll store it for you there. And then just before Christmas, when you're ready to get it back to the house, they'll put a big red bow on it and help you and Santa get the job done. And that program is now underway. But with the super low interest rates and everything, you can make the deal now. And it's all taken care of by December when Christmas rolls around. And it'll be kind of like a fun secret to keep from the gang, knowing that they're going to see something really special when Christmas Day rolls around. Motorcycles, scooters, and quite an excellent collection of used and pre-owned inventory at Adams Motorsports and a top-notch service department to back up your purchase at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and open 24/7. Get your credit app started at adamsmotorsports.com. All right, down to the traffic dungeon for Mr. Waka
Waka. Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's moving along pretty well this morning. One little accident, Highway 31 at I-65 in Hope Hall. They do have that off to the side, so it's not causing too much trouble. Everything else looking really good as far as the rest of the 31s. 65 and 85 looking real good. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. Midtown Plaza has it all. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance, and we're raising money for American Cancer Society's Real Men Wear Pink campaign. Get a barbecue plate free with a donation every Friday in September from 11 to 1 at the Vance Law Firm.
So, what do you call yourself?
This is a show that families enjoy.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan.